special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Sport Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
There we go. Hey, welcome to Fort Recovery, Indian baseball. Fort Recovery versus St. Henry. It's going to be a good one, folks. And it's senior day here at Fort Recovery. We're going to honor three seniors. CP, they pretty good group of seniors here and your friends. And yep. And it's nice that we get to honor them here on a beautiful sunny afternoon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We only have one baseball player, and that is Cody Schoenberry. And CP, you're close to Cody, and Cody's just a good kid. And I'm sure, you know, he's an emotional kid, so he'll probably get fired up today.
Oh, yeah. That's knowing that this is his last regular season game here. And, I mean, he eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball.
He does.
So this This is a really big day for him.
It is. And then we have two senior girls that are here. The seniors being Aaliyah Jenkins and Hannah Kanapke, and they're two senior girls that we're going to honor here shortly. Once again, these girls have put 4 years of hard work into the program, and it's nice that we can honor them here. As soon as St. Henry gets done taking the infield, Mr. Dave Kalp joins us. Hello there, buddy. He's worried about you.
Hello, boys.
How are you? Man, we're doing good, man. Beautiful day for baseball, Calpy. And we got three seniors we're going to honor tonight. And perfect day to honor them. And they've worked their butts off for our program.
Oh, man, really absolutely. Good. Absolutely. I'll tell you what,
4:30 starts kind of rushing the old Calpy.
I figured it would be. Let's get a little on the air and talk a little bit about senior Sanders wrapping up their infield now. And I've seen Miss Saltbine go over and probably Gavin over there. We're going to have a little quick senior night. Introduce mom and dads. It is. They're really nice. And the company, we need to get a W today.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming off a loss there to Walpock the other night. And obviously, you and I weren't there. We didn't get to see it. CP did the game. And sounded like they threw a couple good left-handers at us. And we couldn't ramble some hits up. But tonight's going to be a tough one. I'm assuming Lee Dykes maybe is pitching or no?
Yep. Well, his boy might be. Lee.
Big Lee. I was just down there talking.
I think we can hit Big Lee. It was probably
Riley the one we're worried about.
That's the one we probably got struggled with.
That's a good point. Yeah, we saw Big Sam there the last time. The late fell to left end. I don't know if you saw it. But out of the 20 starts, they said there was 18 lefties. Did you see that?
Tom Goldine's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was factual or not.
I was trying to think, you know, and I can think of a lot of lefties that started against us, but
just a lot.
Yeah, so.
But Tom Goldine knows a lot more about than we do.
Well, I couldn't argue with him. I wanted to send back, now, come on, I can't do that. But I was thinking of a lot of lefties that started against us, and the only one that I could... I mean, I don't think Slana had a righty. We did have a lefty start against this very first night. Okay. And then, obviously, Cole Frilling was a righty.
Right.
But after that, I can't remember all those kids, but yeah. I figured that's up to CP to know all the answers for that.
CP knows all of them, too.
CP, I'm not the invitation here to graduation there, bub.
You going or not? I tell you what, I do have $5.
Bobby and I throw in $2.50 a piece, give him a 5-speeder.
That ain't bad, kid.
And we go over and have a couple drinks and
yeah, some cheeseburgers.
Eat some hot dogs off your
way. What do you have to eat?
I'm thinking a taco bar.
Ooh, my man. Bobby likes tacos.
I was just at a taco bar graduation Sunday.
Really?
It was a Chipotle.
Now, we're not going that far, but it was good.
I bet it was.
Oh, my goodness. It was really good.
Absolutely.
Come on, we're going to have a big crowd here tonight.
Well, they're rolling in. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. The old Skins are coming in. They got a really nice team, and Dorner's been there forever. And like you talked about earlier, the kid pitching day, Riley Deitch is just a stud, and they got about seven seniors, and they're fit for a long tournament run.
Oh, I think so, too, and thank goodness we're in the division a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got our own challenges to face, but obviously when you get into that tournament with the Minsters and the St. Henrys, And any easier going through the Coldwaters and who's the other team that's really good?
Liberty Benton.
Liberty Benton, yeah. So, just got to win ball games, time to hit, and that means a lot. So, I'm looking forward to tonight's game, seeing how, you know, we got beat, what, 3-0, I think, the last time we played these guys, and then it's 3-1, something like that. So, I'm looking to see what's changed, and obviously our field's changed, because when we played them the last time, it was brown as can be, and... Now it's all greened up.
Beautiful, so, ain't it?
Yeah, it looks nice.
We got a little lineup change here today. Then looking at Ryan Post is leading off. Riley Post is batting second. Ian Holman playing first base, batting third. Joe Holman's DHing with Owen Shane playing third base. Cody Schinneberry in right field. Riley Will starting at shortstop today for Coach Cal. Kobe Wendell's in left. Gary Follier catching in Reagan Market in center field. For Coach Kalb, the Indians come in, I think we're 10-11-8. And for the Sanders, it looks like this. Jake Kanapke, second baseman, leads off. Dylan Froning bats second. Sam Layfield third. Riley Dodge pitching, batting fourth. Ethan Thiemann, left fielder, batting fifth. Mark Seifring is right fielder, batting sixth. Andrew Lane playing third base, batting seven. Kent Buescher, your catcher, batting eighth. And Tyler, is that Dehan?
Dehan?
Yep. Tyler center fielder, batting ninth for Coach John Dormer. We're going to take a break. We're going to have the anthem. We're going to have senior night. We'll be back for the senior night festivities right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Yeah, we're back here getting ready for the senior activities. Like Bobby said, we got two girls from the softball team, and then we've got one senior on the baseball team. First one up is Aaliyah Jenkins. She's our first baseman, Bobby. We got to see her in action on Saturday.
Plays a nice defense for first base.
Yeah.
And mom's very proud of Aaliyah. 4 years of our dedication to our girls' softball program. Congratulations, Aaliyah Jenkins.
Oh, there we go. Hannah Kanapke. Very good. Jim and Carol's daughter. Where's Carol?
I heard Hannah say that her mom had surgery today, so.
Oh, my. Really? Oh, hopefully everything's going good for her.
Yeah.
Cheers. Hannah's been, she's volleyball, softball, basketball.
Nope, she doesn't do basketball.
She got a home run.
We didn't have any senior girls playing basketball this year.
You're right. That's a good point. That's a good point. And then we got Cody Schinneberry. Cody's been on the program for 4 years. Very nice. Getting a hug from old Coach Cal, Coach Feely, and Coach Tommy.
Congratulations and best of luck to your future
endeavors,
senior.
Boy, only having three seniors, that's a good, I mean,
don't take long.
No. Pretty quick. And lets you know that we've got some youngsters coming up here in this program.
Well, last year, Kappa, we had nine.
Yeah, no kidding. So we had to have a break in there somewhere.
And I really think, you know, when you look back at our season this year, and I don't know how it's going to end. We got a fourth seed in tournament draw. We host
get a tournament game here.
The winner of the Elmwood, and I got it right here in front of me. Well, Elwood and Douglas Jefferson, and we would play next Friday, 5:17. That's at 5 o'clock right here. And Calvin, when you look at it, and if you'd ask Coach Calp if we'd have got the 4 seed, I'd be hosting the tournament 3 months ago.
Guaranteed.
Absolutely.
I would. 100%. I don't think he knew what to expect this year, having those youngsters coming in. He knew he was going to get some productivity out of a few of them, but he just didn't know how it was going to fall together. And, I'm not disappointed by it. I got to tell you that.
I agree.
I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know if we would win as many games as we have at this point. And I'd have to honestly say that, Coach Jerry and Coach Harold is probably feeling the same way.
I agree with you. And we talk all the time. And before the season started, we was thinking, if we can win 6, 7, 8 games, be competitive, get better. We won 11.
Right.
We're seated in the sectional.
We get a home game.
And we battle good teams all year.
Did we one time? I know we beat New Knoxville by 10, and we beat Ames Union by 10 the other night. But did we ever have a? Were we going to run? Yeah.
No, I think Walpock beat us 6-0 the other night, but for the most part, every game's been competitive.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what you ask for, and we've had ourselves in predicaments and chances that we had a legitimate chance to win in the late innings, and that's all you can ask for. Sometimes we've done well, and sometimes we haven't, but that's baseball.
It is baseball, that's right. We should be getting ready here for the National Anthem. Get this baby underway. I have not seen the umpires yet. That could be one of the reasons.
They don't know the game starts 4:30.
Well, it's 4:35, so my guess is that wouldn't be good.
You know what, boys? In between, I can probably sneak down. I've been called from right here.
Yeah.
Look at our spot.
Mm-hmm.
I can see from right here. I could call this game, no problem.
And I don't want to say anything, but you do a lot better job than what we've seen this year a couple times.
I'm going to need some shin pads. I'm going to need a face mask. I'm going to need a little bit of help, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give him my best
shot. I don't think I need a face mask.
Yeah. Can't.
I don't think he's hurt that down. Bounce a couple seeds off there.
Hopefully a few more years left in that bad boy.
How's it work today?
Nice. Actually, I worked my butt off yesterday on the roof, and I can tell today my knees.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty sore. But
let's see if I got.
How'd the game go? I tried to turn it on, and you guys must have been done. What did that game go fast last night?
We finished around a little before 7, I think.
Had to be before that. I turned it on, I think, at like 6:39 or something.
I think,
and it was music.
For some reason, we were. I don't know. We might have gotten done earlier than that.
You came in early.
Yeah.
When I went in, he was going to music, so.
Yeah, it was. I turned it on. I'm like, no way that game's over. I thought maybe Neil just decided to pull you guys. I didn't know how good a job he did. But I was
behind you.
Whoa! Who's this little? Emily. You want to say hi to anybody? You can't wave. You can't be waving. You want to sit up here with me?
Chuck Rohr says, let Neil umpire.
Let Neil umpire.
No, right. We're out. Neil,
we got JB down there. He can umpire. Emily JB can umpire.
Absolutely.
Did you get that?
Hey, we need some hot dogs. Dog night. Hastings dog night. If you're out there listening and you're looking for supper,
yeah,
foot-long dogs for a quarter.
What?
That's what CP said.
CP, big dog?
I was told regular hot dogs are dime, and then jumbo dogs are 25 cents.
I said we need
but 10. I haven't looked yet. So
how many can you eat, jumbo dog? They put cheese on that bad boy. I'd pay $1.
I go 2 on that. No, little guys.
16.
I can put a hurt into that.
Yeah, I'm same way. Here goes a car 100 miles an hour through the lot.
Kobayashi called me one time about just learn how I can eat hot dogs so good.
Here, how about him? He's unbelievable.
That is.
How can he dip in the water? I throw up.
Labor Day 3. You got to watch him eat the hot dog.
I'm the same umpires.
Well, at this point, we're going to need somebody dressed in blue.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? We're going to boo them when they get here.
Well, all games start at 5, so somebody had to reach out to them, let them know that the game started at 4:30.
Well, you'd think. There's an athletic director, Miss Saltbine. Where's Brent at? We'll ring Brent.
Oh. Does he officially have the title yet?
No, but he's got it now.
Close enough.
I just gave it to him.
Yeah. Brad, if you're listening, get your butt up here.
We need an umpire, Brad.
ASAP, my friend. Because Billy down there with his hands on his hips, he looked mad.
He ain't happy, is he?
No.
He had to take off work earlier.
Well, I'm telling you, there would have been a state patrol in between here and St. Henry.
There was today. You know, oh, my God, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, there was.
Oh, you are a lucky skeeter, Hoss.
That could have been bad. I know Stoney had one vehicle pulled over.
One of the Nathan Green boys?
Had a skid loader on, it looked like.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I broke the law. I was doing about 57, 58 on the way here.
Yeah, that's coming out, St. Henry. Hey, we got a special night here because after the game, we're going to have sports talk with Bubba and T.
Right here in the press box?
Yeah, we're going to have Jerry up. We're going to talk about the tournament. We're going to have Cody Shinnerberry is going to come up. We're going to interview Cody. And we're going to go over the tournament draws and talk a little bit about the girls' sectional. We got some track info coming up. So, sports talk right after the game.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Unless it cools down, I am out of here.
You running that good?
Yeah.
Are you serious? How bad in here?
Well, you're in the shape.
You will be. That sun's off the TV.
Yeah.
We got to get a hold of somebody, find out what's going on. You know, usually, like, if an NBA game or something, there's a discrepancy, they'll come over and talk to the announcer, tell them what's going on.
You know, we need that.
Yeah.
We need that kind of action around here.
Billy B used to be able to umpire. He could probably still do it.
We need Chuck Etzler out here. He can grab. He's got his best.
Yep. He's a good umpire.
Yep, absolutely.
I see Rocker down here. He can umpire.
Rocker could do it.
Hey, Dave Tobin's here. Dave Tobin's here. We got a blue.
Yeah, he's here.
He's umpired our games before this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not like there's a discrepancy. I see boys walking over with hot dogs.
Uh-oh, it's my dog time.
I got to read this right here.
You might as well be.
So, we got...
You want a dog?
Yeah, I need a hot dog.
Give us some dogs.
Alrighty.
So, the party is on Memorial Day.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
After one day off work.
Bub and I will be...
What do you want to drink?
Pepsi
here. Look at this guy.
Wait a minute.
Well,
hot dogs are delivered.
Get yourself some.
Two Pepsi, whatever you're drinking.
Thank you, my Spencer.
He even brought ketchup up.
And this is courtesy of Hastings Hot Dog Night. Is that what it is? This is big, ain't it?
Now all we need is commercial break so we can eat our hot dogs.
We don't need no. We're going right through them. They don't care. Nobody's listening anyway.
One for you, two for me.
Oh, jeez. Look at the size of that bad boy.
It's going to take two bottles of ketchup.
Well, that really feels good, doesn't it?
It's starting to feel better. I bet old Barbie's on her cell phone trying to round up some umpires there. And usually when they get here, it takes them forever to get their crap on and get stretched out. How's your golf game? Play yet?
85.
Play Sunday?
Nope. I shot 85 Tuesday.
Well, that's pretty dang good.
Yeah, I was happy.
Yesterday, 85. Damn it, dang.
How's the course? Starting to roll a little bit?
Look, perf out.
My dogs are going wide open.
Somebody got this grill just perfect.
I'm real happy with my dog.
Uh-oh. Incoming phone call. This could be about the umpires. It is not.
Reds were tough last night.
So I stayed awake till about... What time did it officially start? Light troubles, and it was delayed. And I said, 11:10. I said, that's it. I'm done.
Here comes the umpires.
Oh, yeah. I see a couple.
Dead sprinting.
I'll be dang. Yeah, I don't know what time I'm going to start, but no hitter, right?
That Billy B chewing him out?
Yeah.
do, laying the law down.
Good job, Billy.
Boys, take the field. These guys know the rules.
Absolutely.
I even left my wife a note. Said I'll be home a half hour earlier than normal because the game starts a half hour earlier.
Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
Come on, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Joyner giving them out now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, bud.
We are officially in heaven. You're heading out to talk to the boys. You know what?
What?
That Kanapke boy leads off for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Kanapke, he was something else to watch in basketball this year, wasn't he? His mom and dad, we did some work for him in the past, and Vicky's a lot of fun, and Steve is a heck of a good guy, and couldn't be happier for those two, because I thought that he was almost the glue to that team in a sense. He just did a lot of things for him.
He did, hard-nosed kid, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
See, Pete, eat that hot dog, brother.
All right. My AAU team that I played on in junior high had Jay Kanapke, Ethan Thiemann, Cole Frilling, Jacob Wenning.
Yeah, that's pretty team loaded.
Matt Rethman, and then Max Albers.
How'd you guys do?
We won a couple tournaments.
Did you? You gotta open that door and get that to flow in.
And then the one year we had Peyton, Judy.
Yeah.
And the next year, Peyton left, and we had Cody Ferrix from Minster.
Oh, Minster. Big dude, yeah.
So,
yeah. Kate Hobbs' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Alexis.
Yep. Alexis.
Coach Kopp, Coach Dorner, they've only had this talk, probably. Let's see, Jerry's been here. How many years has Jerry been coaching?
He knows the rules.
Yeah, Dorner's been here, what? And I guarantee they're both probably arguing.
Look at him down there.
Yeah,
that's going to work.
Okay. Wouldn't it be neat to see them just start swinging at each other?
Yeah, I think him and Dorner are getting along.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, John's a great guy. Hall of Famer. Jerry's Hall of Famer in our book.
Yeah, I think there's a couple coaches out there that Jerry's not a big fan of, but
you can't say that.
I didn't.
I didn't say who was.
No, right.
Just said they're out there.
He loves them all.
Jerry loves everybody.
Yeah.
He's Jesus.
He loves them all.
Yeah, the Reds getting no hit last night. Unbelievable. How many innings you step for?
It never started yet at 11:10.
Really?
Yeah, they had that light delay, and they couldn't get a bank of lights to work.
Yeah, I turned it off when Dietrich was out there acting like he was an electrician.
Well, I didn't see that, but he was still out there. He was talking to, wasn't Jim Day. Who's the other guy that's always on the road with him?
Yep.
Is it Pecora?
Jeff Pecora.
He was talking to him, and he was acting kind of goofy out there. He said, when we played in the minors, he said, this
did you see them two bumblebees?
Big.
If they come in here, I'm done.
You're out of here?
I'm leaving.
Those are woodbees.
You're all good.
You're a moron.
They're not going to kill you.
They will kill me.
No, they won't.
You learn.
I get sting, I'm dead.
You want me to get a bat? I'm going to get a bat from the dugout. We'll start chasing them.
Yeah, well, you'll be chasing them without old Bobby. I'll be out of here fast.
They'll be back.
They were by right start. First pitch at 4:30 or 4:48, whichever one you want.
Right there where we wanted it.
After the anthem, I'm about to get some more dogs. That one was incredible.
That was solid, buddy.
You eat that hot dog, Eddie?
Yep.
Kid's an eater. You put a hot dog and the tater skins out there. He's all over that.
You ever had bowling alley tater skins?
I have. They're
good. Except sometimes they overdo.
I like them crispy.
I do too. That's what I like.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta have a crunch to them tater skins.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, come back.
Yeah, we might as well. If people are not first pitch, tired of listening to us.
All right.
Have you been
looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on, look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year and up to date on their vaccines? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the required meningococcal and Tdap vaccines without a prescription. Most preventative vaccines are covered 100% by insurance. And if a student is not covered by insurance, cash pay is available. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy HealthSmart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the first inning for Recovery Indians St. Henry Redskins. MAC baseball tonight here at N.A. Metzger Field. Dave Kalp and Bob Sugger are going to bring the action to you, and it's going to be a fun one. I look for just a really good ball game. It's been about as good a weather as we've played in, and I hope it's a good, clean ball game and something that boys will remember. So
I'm with you, buddy. It should be a good one. We got Riley Post on the mound, Calpy, and he's really pitched well for Coach Calp.
I think he's getting groomed here for this tournament. I think he really is, and I know Riley will pitch a little bit last night too, Bobby, and I heard that he didn't do too shabby either. I don't know. Did he start the game, or who started the game? Cole Greasy started
yeah.
The baseball game. That's correct. And he struggled with his control again, and he's been having some control issues lately. But hopefully that young man gets those straightened out and helps this baseball team. And maybe we'll just make a little turning around. What the heck? I'd like to get a chance to play the old orange and black one more time and see what's how we can do. And
I agree with you.
Yeah,
everything to me is just a positive, you know. And we're getting ready to start here with the first pitch. Indians defense is ready to go. Come on, Calvin. Let's get a W.
Yeah, and here we go. Leadoff batter Jake Kanapke for the Redskins. He's going to be followed by Dalen Froning and Sam Layfeld, first three hitters. First pitch in there from Riley. First strike right down the middle of the plate. That one's fouled out of play. Quickly Posted gets the top of him. No balls, two strikes.
First pitch, 451.
I think it was a plot to sell more hot dogs.
I think it was, too.
You know what I mean? Get everybody here. And then throw the hot dog thing at him.
We're always thinking here.
Oh, yeah. Those two umpires been sitting out there. I was watching them out in the street department building. That was in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes now. The leadoff man, Jake and Atkin. There's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to get past the diving Ian Hummel at first base. Leadoff man is on. Base hit by Jake and Empty. He's already got more hits than the Reds had last night.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Dorner with a sign. I got a feeling Dorner's going to say, you know what? I don't know how many chances we're going to get. Let's lay a bunt down here, get him over, and see if we can't knock him in. I got feeling.
even though it's early in the game, nope, he does square the butt. Pulls back and takes the strike all the way.
He'd be opening that door, bud.
Seven pitches total so far. CP.
Who's that little cutie patootie?
Wow, looky here. There's a nice bunt back over to the middle. Riley comes up and fires over to second for the force out. And
oh, no, he was getting it out of his glove.
Yeah, he called him out. I think he called him out.
Called him safe.
Oh, man. What, Emily?
You found a four-leaf clover?
Yes, yes,
at my pond?
No, you didn't pick it, did you? Oh, my goodness.
There's got to be an error on the throw, Cal.
All right, yeah, that's out. Back throw. To baseball here. Riley did a nice play. He had him in time, and I thought the same thing you thought. I thought he was getting the ball out of his glove and going to fire to first. But now we got runners at first and second. Nobody out, and that one's popped up. Looks like there's going to be a play at third base, and Owen Shane drops the ball. So a routine pop-up to Owen Shane just inside the grass here, and it goes in his glove and right back out on the grass, and that's going to give him a chance that we can't give these guys more opportunities. So we got two errors and two hitters. You can't beat good teams doing that. That one's fouled back here to the screen. Put that chair in front of it. Come on, Riley. That one swung on right back at the same spot as the screen. No balls, two strikes. Same lay failed to batter. First baseman for the Redskins, Riley Deitch on deck. Here's a curveball he fouls back over the screen. Well, in all reality, it could almost be two outs.
Yeah,
no doubt. Instead, we got runners at first and second. That's hit pretty hard out towards left field. Kobe on his horses, and it's going to be past Kobe out to left field. He's going to score one run. Kobe comes up with it. He's going to run to the... Riley's going to fire home. There's going to be a play at the plate, and he's safe. So a two-run double after the error by Shaney at third, and that's going to give the Redskins a 2-0 lead.
That's a shame.
So Jake Nampke comes around to score the first run of the game, and Dylan running around his tail, and he's going to be the second run. So now we got nobody out. Runners at second base. Cleanup hitter, Riley Deitch at the plate. Ethan Thiemann on deck. Well, we give them a break. They got to pay us back. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be inside. Just misses the hitter.
I thought I got him.
Ah, from right here, I didn't think it hit him. It was close, but I mean, it may have caught that jersey, like you said, but popped pretty good in his glove. Here's a high curveball. Stays in the air. And number two balls and a strike. There's the 2-1 bounce foul down the first baseline. Two runs across here in the top of the first. Nobody out. 2-2 count to the cleanup hitter, Riley Deitch. The pitches.
He's just battling up there. He's fouling them off.
Yeah, and
making the pitch.
Kid did the same thing. Fouled three balls back and drove it into left center field for a double. Yeah, he hit that on the screws, and there was no way for Kobe to get back there where he's at. Quick pickoff play, and I think we might have.
And we did.
Nice play by Riley right there. Nice play right there. 1-6. We pick up and out the tough way right there, Bob, and that's going to leave bases empty now for Riley. That one's outside. Come on, don't give him a free pass here, Posty. Come on now.
Clayton Jerry Pearson, named after old grandpa. Can't be that.
I guarantee it.
Yes, sir. Come on, Riley.
Here comes the 3-2. That's a rocket out to Regan Martin. I think he's right on it. And he didn't have to move but about a step back. But that was hit really hard by Riley Deitch. Out number two. And that's going to bring Ethan Tiemann to the plate. Two runs across. So far here in the top of the first inning on a couple of errors by the Indians. One of them, obviously in there. One of them, we thought maybe he was getting the glove out to get the ball out of his glove to throw a double play, but umpire ruled him safe. That one's outside. One ball, one strike to Tiemann. Mark Seifring on deck. That is hit really hard out towards left field, and Kobe's on his horses again, and that's going to go back and land in the warning track. Kobe's going to come up with it, and he's going to fire into the cutoff man, Riley Will. So another stand-up double. Good thing we picked that guy off.
Kobe might want to back up a little bit. What do you think?
Well, the way they're teeing off on him right now, he's actually, you know, we've been playing shallow. We've talked about it in earlier games about how
you know, close is blowing out, right?
Yeah, right now the wind's kind of blowing out and helping the hitters, and It looks like Regan's pretty deep in center field, but Kobe looks like he can get Burke pretty good. So three hits so far to top of the first for the Redskins.
What's kid's big? Who's this?
Two runs across Mark Seifring. Two balls, no strikes to Seifring with Andrew Nange on deck. That one's outside. I think Riley might be saying, you know what, I'm maybe take my chances here with a force. We'll see what happens here. But I think he's probably a good hitter, too. Here comes the 3-0. Take it all the way, and that's going to be ball four. Four straight pitches, and that's going to put runners at first and second. Tiemann at second, Seifring at first. Two away here, top of the first inning. 2-0 ball game in favor of the visiting Redskins. Do we have one more MAC game, or is this it?
Nope, this is it.
Okay.
We got St. Mary's tomorrow that we're not going to do. We're going to do the girls' tournament game before we go.
Well, I hope it don't rain.
I'm going to do that game. And then Friday, we're at Arcanum. And then I think there's another game
that we picked up. There's a hard hit ball out towards Regan Martin. Regan goes over to his left about four steps, makes the grab, and that's going to do him. But in the inning, they pick up a couple of runs on three hits. They strain a couple, and at the end of three outs, Redskins 2, Indians coming to the plate.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to...
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. Longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Tate's IH filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, we're back for the bottom of the first inning. Ryan Post going to lead off the innings, followed by Riley Post and Ian Holman. First three batters for Jerry Kopp's Drive. We need to get a couple of back here, a couple of unearned runs in the first inning, and not the start we wanted to have, Bobby, and not the start that Riley Post wanted to have, I'm quite sure, but it is what it is, and now we've got to deal with it.
Exactly right.
We got plenty of bats to get them back, and I would rather see us at this point give them two runs early instead of giving them two runs late and losing the ball game on something like that. So
there's a rocket first pitch hit right back up the middle.
So Ryan Post takes the first pitch and goes right back over the mound, and that's going to be a leadoff base hit by Ryan. Did I read it right? On Monday night, we sent 21 batters to the plate.
In the seventh inning?
In Sanzonia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
21. Scored 16 runs.
Oh, my God. For
first of all, we were tied up with them.
5-5.
Yeah. There's a nice bunt by Riley Post. He puts it down. Leitch comes up with it, and he fires over to first for out number one. So good sacrifice bunt by Riley. He gets the runner in the scoring position, and now Ian Holman with a chance to drive in the Indians' first run. New walk-up song.
Baby Shark.
Yeah. New walk-up song.
They changed them up. They said they were in a little bit of a slump, so.
Pretty good thinking, whatever it takes. That one's outside, ball one.
Hey, we changed pens.
I threw that red one there at Verzales.
Yep.
See you, bud. Snapped it in half, ripped it in half like a deck of cards.
Drank the ink.
Oh, no. And that, my friend, is going to be a picked-off base runner at second base.
What a start, huh?
Ryan leads us off with a double, and then he gets picked off 1-6 there. So that's going to be out number two, bases empty, and now Ian with nobody on and two outs. One ball, no strikes to him.
He was out by a mile, and he didn't slide in.
No, he just stayed up, and
yep, he's dead meat. You know this is a base hit, too.
Yep. And there it goes, down by the shortstop. He gets a little break in the tall grass. He comes up fire, and he makes a nice play on that. It's going to go down 6-3 in the book. Three up, three down, the unconventional way for the Redskins. Out number three for the Indians. We do pick up a hit. Nothing to show for it, and at the end of one complete. 2-0 ball game in favor of the Redskins.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Poller from Poller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Poller Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Poller Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back. You're getting ready for the top of the second inning.
So on Friday, they're having for all the kids to get ice cream.
You're serving it.
Yeah. I'm serving. Heard about that today. And you, Big Fee, Neil.
Yeah.
Who else they got?
I'm assuming they didn't invite old Cal because I'd eat all the ice cream.
I guess.
Well, I'm figuring on getting my belly full.
You.
Put a couple in your pocket.
Yeah,
for me, would you, my friend? Appreciate that. All right, here we go. It's going to be 8-9-1 for the Redskins. First pitch inside to Kent Buescher. So on Monday evening, I had to go to the middle school academic ceremony. That one's fouled out of play. And CP, your sister.
Yep.
She got some brains, don't she?
Love that.
She went a few, did she?
Yeah.
Couldn't carry them all. I was pretty proud of her. Actually, she's got some brains, and she's really cute. And I don't know what happened to CP here, you know? I thought, we got to pick on him about that a little bit. Okay, you give me a dirty look, Bob. Just kidding, my friend. It's all good. Three balls, one strike to Kent Buescher. Tyler, what'd you say it was? DeHaan?
Yeah.
DeHaan on deck. Beautiful night. Man, you can hear the crowd down there. We got a big crowd.
Big crowd
outside, ball four. Leadoff man on with the base on balls, and that's going to bring the number nine hitter, Tyler DeHaan, to the plate. Just going to be a quick pitch. Watch this. Ball coming.
comes in there a little high, pulls back, even though scored the bunt.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, ain't it?
I think so. Hopefully it's done. Leadoff man Jake and Anthony on deck for the Skins.
So when is the NBA, when do we find out who's got the first pick?
Any idea when that drawing is?
Huh? There's a bunt that's going to go down the first base line. Wow, what a bunt. Riley comes over, fires over to Ian, and he gets the out. But man, oh man, that could have been a disaster for the Indians.
Great bunt, wasn't it?
Nice sacrifice right there by Tyler Dehan, and that's going to roll the top. So Jay Kanapke with Dalen Frenning on deck. Runner in scoring position. Buescher out there on second base.
The draft lottery is next Tuesday.
Yeah, I know that's when the lottery is, but when do they find out the order of picks?
I thought it was that night.
Nope. So
they changed it up.
It has nothing to do with records anymore. Right?
It does.
It does. But
the worst.
The bottom three teams all have the equal amount of share to get the first pick.
I got you. That one's inside for a ball.
In the game, did Houston tie it up? They 2-2?
Yeah. Found out
yep,
play.
2-2.
Did they go 2-2? I was watching some of that game the other night.
Two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss right there by Kanapke.
Went down and in on a fastball and got him to chase it.
Here comes a 2-2.
Ooh, that was a nice pitch by Riley. Just caught the black edge of that plate, and that's going to be out number one. Strikeout number one for Riley, and out number two in the inning.
Okay, so it's Teacher Appreciation Week, right?
Yep.
So I need both of you guys, copy go first, give me the name of your teachers, K through fifth grade.
Well, Mrs. McAbee was my first grade teacher.
You had Mrs. McAbee?
Mm-hmm.
How about kindergarten?
Miss Brown.
Yep, that's who I had.
And then I had Mrs. Walters, I think I want to say, in second grade. Mrs. Kanapke in third. Mr. Brown in fourth. Mrs. Wellman in fifth. And Sister Othilda in sixth.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I had Mrs. Brown of kindergarten, Mrs. Smithson, my first grade teacher. Mrs. Feldman was my second grade teacher.
That ball's going to get past you. It's going to advance the runner down to third.
Mrs. Zanger was my third grade teacher. Mrs. Cato, Mr. Lorge, and Mr. Ludwig was.
You went Shasberg, didn't you?
I Shasberg, boy. How about you, CP? What you got?
Kindergarten, I had Mrs. Burke.
God love her.
She's my favorite teacher I ever had.
Yep.
That's hit hard out towards right field. Cody Shinneberry on his horses, and he's going back, and it's going to be over his head.
He is gone.
That's going to be another stand-up double for Dalen Frenning. Going to drive in the game's third run here for the Redskins. Kent Buescher comes from third and comes in. I don't know if he thought that was going to fall in his. I mean, he had to get back and then come in, but.
Yeah, I don't think our outfield understands the wind at the back here.
That's a hard hit ball down to Ian Home, and Ian's going to step on the bag, and that's going to do it here in the top of the second inning. But they pick up one run on one hit, a nice sacrifice, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. Indians trail 3.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Now we're back. Indians find themselves in a 3-0 deficit here going into the bottom of the second inning. And Bobby, we're just a little bit out of sorts in the outfield. I mean, obviously they had a couple of bombs that was hit over their heads, but a couple balls out there that we certainly should have caught. And not that we're down yet. Not that we're down yet. We just got to get a couple rounds, get back here, get some mojo going.
Chip away.
Come on, Joe. Big Joe Holman going to lead us off. He's DH'ing the ninth for Owen Shane, who's playing third, followed by Cody Shinneberry and Riley Will. That baby smacked down the line right field side, and that's going to be foul. We certainly can't give these guys easy runs. They're just going to make us pay for it.
Amen, brother.
Leadoff man got on for the Indians in the bottom of the first inning and ended up getting picked off at second base on a nice pickoff move by Riley Deitz. There's a curveball, comes across the plate for a strike. So now it's one ball, two strikes to Joe Holman.
Okay, so I got one for you, right?
That was a rocket to third base right in his glove.
Yeah. Son of a gun,
he hit that ball hard.
So last night, the Reds got beat 2-0 on the hitter, okay?
Who pitched?
It was Friars.
Yeah, but I was thinking,
for the Reds?
Maley?
Mahal. So last night, behind the plate umpire was Mark Rippenberger, okay?
Okay.
Closecalls.com did his accuracy for balls and strikes 100%. He did not miss a call.
You kidding?
No, that's what they're just saying.
Well, that's pretty impressive right there.
You know, the umpires get ripped off, but that's really kind of hard to believe.
Well, I don't know how anybody can stand behind there and watch, you know, 100-plus pitches and get every one of them right. I did read something, and I don't know, this is probably a Reds website, where they're saying on the same kind of deal, percentage-wise, their calls are missed like 23% of the time.
Isn't that amazing?
Cody Shinneberry in the plate. He looks at a couple of strikes. One ball, two strikes to him. Could have had a big hit in 90 the other night against Anzoni. Had three hits. Drove in a bunch of runs. There's a high hopper up the middle, and I think that's going to be a base hit. Took a crazy hop over the mound, and Cody's going to pick up the Indians' second hit of the night. So that's going to bring our shortstop, Riley Will, to the plate. Riley, again, he had three hits the other night, too, against Anzoni. In fact, I think Big Al came to the council meeting and told me that he had three hits in one inning. So that's possible that if he let off the inning where we batted 21 guys, that he could have batted three times.
That would have hit me right in the mouth. That ball would have hit that. That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
He didn't even flinch.
That's no, I was like that old lady.
Didn't even flinch. Quick throw over to first, Cody back in time.
Did you see the article about wooden shoe in?
Yep. Dirty kitchen?
Yep. That's kind of sick, really.
Well, I wanted to show it to Harold, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
That one's popped up and over our heads. Harold, remember how he always talked about the wooden shoe? He went there as a kid, didn't he? His dad always liked the wooden shoe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He still does.
You still a wooden shoe guy?
Yep.
Maybe not anymore. Swing and a miss right there by Riley Will, out number two. First strike out of the game for Riley Deitz. He's going to bring number 23, our left fielder, Cody Wendell, to the plate.
Eldora this weekend.
Yep, gone.
Are you?
Playing on Saturday night. Why not? The USAC boys and the Outlaws there. Fun show. You take your wife out there?
No. You going?
We're going to take her wife's turn.
Right, really?
Other races, why not? What do you got?
I don't know.
Ooh, catches Kobe on the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike now to Kobe. Shinneberry at first, two outs here, bottom of the second inning, Indians trail by three. Took your brother Bill out to the races one time. He acted like he'd never been to the races. He wore a white t-shirt to the dirt track.
Good thinking, huh?
Yeah. Good Lord didn't bless him with a big pile of brains, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to get mixed up with CP's sister.
Oh. Two balls on the strike to Cody. They're over to first. Now, if Cody could somehow get good wood on that ball, he could burn that center fielder. He's cheating in on him. We need to get one up in the old airstream. Here he does, and he's going to go out to left field, and the left fielder's going to come in, and he's...
Oh, my, are you kidding me? Catch of the year right there.
Wow. Left fielder right there, stretched out. I got to look who that was. Who's out there in old number 7? Ethan Thiemann laid out for that bad boy and made a nice diving grab to rob Kobe Wendell of a hit. So we're 3-2. We pick up one hit in that inning, and still 3-0 in favor of the Redskins.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
All right, we're back. You're getting ready for the top of the third inning. It's going to be 4-5-6 for the Redskins. Riley Deitz, Ethan Thiemann, and Mark Seifring, first three batters. Four. I think the Redskins, what? They got a couple losses in the MAC. What are they, like 6-2, maybe?
I'd say they've got two losses.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Is that right, CP?
They lost to Versailles earlier.
Versailles early in Coldwater.
Yeah, 6-2.
So I think the Versailles was a non-league.
Oh, that one comes in, hits you right in the head.
Versailles was non-league. They beat them the first league game, I think.
Well, is that right?
I think so, yeah. Badgie down to first after getting plunked in the ear hole by the first pitch of the top of the third inning. They've had their leadoff man on all three times.
Well, it feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Thiemann steps in there now. He had a stand-up double in the first inning. He's going to lay a nice bunt down the line, and Riley's going to pitch it up and tag him out. That's just perfect timing right there. Oh, I think we just picked the guy off a second, Bobby, and we did. Caught him snoozing down there, so Dodge kind of come around second and kind of lollygagging back to the bag, and Riley posts through an absolute BB down to second base to pick him off. How about that? How do I put that in my book? That's a 1-3-1-6 double play. And that one's going to be hit hard on the first pitch. Kobe comes over and he's going to make a play on that ball, and that's going to be out number 3. 3 up, 3 down for one time here for the Redskins. And that one's going to be kind of a crazy 1-3 up, 3 down inning. Huh?
Wild one.
How about that? We'll go to the bottom of the third. That was only, what, 3 pitches?
Yeah, 4 pitches?
3 pitches.
3 pitches.
Holy cow. Nice job, Randy Post. I can't even keep up with the buck.
No.
We'll be back here in a second for the bottom of the third. Indians Trail, 3-0.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino.
over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Gary Pollard, first batter for the Indians, bottom of the third inning. He's going to be followed by Regan Martin, and we roll the top back to Ryan Post. Garrett had a couple of big hits against the Tigers the other night, too, and if there was anybody that was needing a couple of hits, Bobby, it was Garrett.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that gives him a little bit of mojo, and he steps in here with some confidence and drives one to get the leadoff man on here for us in the bottom of the third. Ooh, that's one way to get on, get hit right in the middle of the back. Yeah. Right in the old spine bone. Can't even reach it to rub it.
Wake up a little one.
All right, there's a good start for us. That's going to bring Regan Martin to the plate. I was over at my buddy's Buppy's last night. Turned 52 last night.
Hey, happy birthday, Boosie.
So he was, for some reason last night, about 9:30, he knew how to bat. There's a nice bunt down the first base line, and it's going to go foul right by the time the first baseman gets to it. So he was explaining to everybody how to get your arms out and get your elbow up a little bit. He didn't want all the way up. He wanted it at like 50-degree angle.
I like it.
Yeah, he had a lot of things going on. Most of it made zero sense. I can't imagine it. Yeah, it was pretty funny. One ball, one strike from Regan Martin. He squared the bunt the first time. That one he did not. This one he does, and he's going to take all the way. And it's going to be ball two outside. Indians got to get a laugh back here. They trail by three, 3-0 in the bottom of the third. A couple of unearned runs in the first inning. We got a battle back here, and we got to get it started here pretty shortly. There's a kind of a fake bunt, and then turn around and swing. Fouls it back here to the fence. Two balls, two strikes. Leadoff man Garrett Fowler down there at first base after he got plunked in the back. Ryan Post on deck for the Tribe. Ooh, that was high. High inside. And say he went on that swing, and umpire says no, he did not go. So now it's 3-2, big pitch here. Get a couple guys on here, nobody out. Let's see what happens. That's going to be ball four.
All right.
So Regan taking that one. That was a pretty close pitch to take. Going to move Garrett Fowler over to second. Marty down to first, and that's going to roll the top back to Ryan Post. Ryan Post led off the game with a first pitch hit right up the middle. I'd like to see him keep one in the house here for a hit right here. Get us a run across that board. He may. Swings at that first one. I didn't know if he maybe tried to bunt him over for Riley Post or not, but he's going to let him hit.
Ryan started the game off last night at Wall Park with a base hit. Got picked off, and that was the only hit we had.
Yeah, you picked off the ninth,
too? Yeah. No?
You picked off
the ninth. Oh, yeah.
Come on, boys. We need a hit.
Bad.
Here comes the pitch.
Yes,
that is a rocket down the third, or the right field line. That's going to go all the way to the fence. That's going to score one for sure. Here comes Garrett.
Yes, sir.
He's going to score. They're going to round, and here comes. Here it comes. Going to be a play at the tight end. No, there is not. So Regan Martin's going to score. So nice piece of hitting right there by Ryan Post. Going to drive in two runs. And, boy, the Indians are right back into this bad boy.
How's he seeing the ball right now?
Yeah, he hit that baby on the screws, and it was about 5 feet fair down the right field line, went all the way to the fence. Stand-up double for Ryan Post. Two-run score. Fowler from second. Regan all the way from first.
In the case of Regan Martin's wheels,
fast, ain't he?
CP said he's got some wheels. He's coming around third. He's trucking nice.
Yeah,
job.
It was one of those base hits where you could look back and see that there was no way that outfielder was going to get to it. So you were just on your horses from the get go.
Come on, Posty.
So now Posty with a chance to tie this bad boy up here with a base knock. Nobody out.
Oh,
swung on and got underneath it.
I like seeing
high fly ball out the center fielder, and actually, left fielder comes over and takes it. How about that?
Yep. Well, you just missed that.
Yeah, he had a good cut on it. So now we're going to bring up Ian Homan. And he's picked up two here in the bottom of the third. We're right back in this, baby. 3-2 score now. In with a chance to tie this up with a nice base knock. Takes first pitch strike. Take it all the way. I think you want to see one. Hot dog night here at Fort Metzger Field. That was high. I wonder how many hot dogs JB had down there. Oh, he's got his seeds. He's got new seeds.
Does he got them?
Yeah, he must have bought them in bulk. He's got them in a little Ziploc. Those private stockers. Ace is wild. Swing and a miss right there. One ball, two strikes. One away. Runner at second. Two runs across the plate here. Bottom of the third inning. Two RBI double by Ryan Post. There's a hard hit ball down to the third baseman. Gets under his glove. Shortstop comes up with it, but he's got no chance of throwing Ian out at first base. Base hit by Ian. Now we got runners at first and second. One out. And our cleanup hitter, Joe Homan, at the plate. Good time to rise and shine right here, Big Joe. How about putting that center fielder on his horses one time? Put a first pitch strike at the knees. What I'm seeing is Riley's gonna, he wants to get on top of those hitters. He's been throwing a lot of first pitch fastballs.
I think we'll come up hacking it.
Well, I mean, especially when he gets runners on. He doesn't start him off with that breaking ball.
He hasn't threw many breaking balls.
It's been mostly smoke, hasn't it? That was high and outside. Come on, Joe. Come on, 2-1. Ryan Post at second. Big Ian over at first. Two runs across the plate. 3-2 ball game. Favor of the Redskins yet. Ooh, there was a breaking ball. He took a little off of it and dropped it right across the plate for a strike. Shinnebear on deck. One out. Here comes that one. That one's outside. Good eye by Big Joe. Now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's going to bring one to you right here, buddy. He's going to bring it to you right down the middle of the plate. Be ready. He's not going to want to get you to 3-2. Good eye outside. There's been games where we've seen that pitch called strike.
Mm-hmm. That was outside, though.
It was outside.
But you're right.
Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on some high cheese. Got Big Joe chasing one. It was up the ladder a little bit, and he went after it. He goes down swinging. Out number two, and that's going to bring Shinnebury to the plate. Come on, Cody. Base knock here. Come on.
Got a little, what's that?
Yeah, it's,
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
Yeah, CP.
Unhittable pitch right there for Lester Shinnerberry. Outside edge of the plate. Steerag one. Good. That one's outside. Just about 6 inches further outside. You know what? Mommy, our Little League diamonds might be done. I have to drive back here after the game.
The one that the park ain't done yet. When'd you go there today?
Softball field? So you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said they needed 2 more days to finish this up back here, so that would have been Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they were going to head down there when they finished up, so it'd be great if they got these 3 diamonds done back here at the pool park. Ooh, nice cut by Cody. Fouls that baby off to the screen. 1-2, 2 outs here now, bottom of the third inning. A couple runners across the plate.
We get them babies working, boy. They're going to be nice.
The diamonds?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I got some cement poured out there for a new set of bleachers. And
I love the new signs at the park.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Come on, good. Catcher calls time. Let's come out and make sure his signs are right with his catcher. Buster goes out there and talks it over with the Riley Dykes. Yep, there they go. There goes the company.
Yeah,
leaving the park right now. I believe they're finished up with those diamonds back here, boys.
I'll bet so, because it's 5:30. They've been going way before this.
Yeah.
If I want to get them done.
Yeah. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, so perfect. They was going to lay their sod and everything. Swing and a miss. Got Cody right there on strike 3. A couple of strikeouts for Riley, but hey, we pick up a couple of huge runs here in the bottom of the third inning. And we go to the top of the fourth. The Indians trail by 1-3-2. Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think your cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here for the top of the fourth inning. Going to be Langy Buescher and Dehan, first 3 batters. Facing our junior, Riley Post.
It's important, when they, once you get in a couple of runs.
Yeah, don't get him back. Yeah, don't get him back. Last inning was 3 pitches. I think he's going to have that luxury this time. There's a ground ball, slow grounder to Owen. Owen's going to have to come up with it. Fires over to Ian, and that's going to be a, I'd say an E5 right there. It was a slow roller. He needed to bare hand that bad boy and fire, and he came up with his glove, and he rolled off his leather, and it's going to put the runner at first base. That brings Buescher to the plate with a runner on first. Squares the bunt and pulls back. It's going to be low for a ball.
Indians with their third air.
Yeah, let's hope this one doesn't come back to haunt us. Let's get out of this somehow. It's going to be a throw over. I knew it. He snuck off just a little bit further than he did the first
time.
Same,
didn't he?
Yeah.
a bunt down the right field line again. Posty comes over, fields it, fires over to first base, and that's going to be out number one. Say one thing, those boys are good bunters.
They have not missed one yet, have they?
No, they have not. So it moves the runner over to second base. Lange at second now. Nice sacrifice bunt by Kent Buescher, and this is going to bring Tyler Dehan to the plate. Dehan sacrificed his last time up. He'll take a first pitch strike right at the waist. Nice pitch right there. Catches the inside edge. Strike two.
Don't forget, after the game, folks, we have Sports Talk with Bubba McPhee right here from the press box. We're going to have Coach Cap. We're going to have Cody Shinneberry. We're going to talk about the track team's upcoming MAC meet. And day one, it looked like they did pretty well. And big finish tomorrow. And that's when our runners run. So hopefully that'll be the point getter.
Slow curveball right there, man. Right there. He just had him jammed up, and he found that baby off over the right field line.
Riley Member's first outing this year at Swanee.
Couldn't get a strike.
Couldn't throw a strike. Now he is by far our ace.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ooh, oh, man, he could have rung him up right there. He takes that a little low. Woo!
Couple of baseball players, that's Kyle Scherer and Speedy Shane.
Here comes the 1-2. Curveball got him. Nice piece of pitching right there by Roddy Post. Catches Dehan looking. So now with two away, we roll the top back to Jake Anapke, and he struck out looking in last time up. And I'd like to see him do the same thing this time.
Not rooting against the kid, but
not rooting against him, but I'm not rooting for the Redskins right now. Love his mom and dad, but yep.
Nice job there by Garrett Fox.
You get it, never. You get it next time up.
Next time up, William Boone?
Yeah. See what the situation is. Come on, Posty. Ooh, that one's way outside. Find yourself in a hole. Two balls, no strikes. Off man Jake Anapke, he led the game off with a base hit, come around to score in the top of the first inning. That one's inside. 3-0.
St. Mary's ain't good. Anybody know?
I thought that they've been
pretty competitive.
Yeah, I thought that they have been. They're taking all the way.
Arcanum? They're usually pretty good.
I would have to think.
Yeah. That's fair. We're going to Arcanum, haven't we, Friday night?
Yeah, that's taking high for a ball. Is it supposed to be on Friday, too, or not?
No. Thursday night, Friday morning. Hopefully. Okay. That's a good road trip. Arcanum on Friday night. I stopped a couple of ways home. We didn't get home too early there the other night from sales.
No.
Thanks, Todd Homan.
We'd have been not home too bad. Could have been worse, but we ate a lot of pizza.
Oh, my God, did we eat? Five of us, too large.
Too large, and there wasn't enough to bring home.
Nope.
St. Mary's is 7-12.
7-12, Mr. Statman. And the Trojans?
15-5.
Yay.
Bring them home.
All right, runners are first and second here. Two outs. Top of the fourth inning. That one's outside. One ball, one strike here to Dalen Frenning.
I think recently Anna was ranked in the state for Division III, weren't they?
Arcanum?
Anna.
I don't know about Anna.
Because Arcanum beat Anna 9-1 last night.
Don't know.
Good question. Two balls, one strike. To the number two hitter.
Number two
hitter. Frenning. Ooh. Good looking pitch right there. Unfortunately, it's called a ball. That's 3-1.
Uh-oh. I see my grandson's coming this way.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You got him. That's going to be ball four.
Well, now Pussy's got himself a pretty good jam. He walked the last two batters.
Boy, this is a big, big batter right here.
Absolutely. So now we bring Sam Layfield up. He had a double off the wall. His first time up.
And this is a dilemma Coach Kopp has right now, because he really doesn't have a kid right now that he's got confidence in.
To bring in.
To bring in. Absolutely. I think Ryan Post is the next kid he's got confidence in. And Kopp, he pitched last night, closed it up, and I think Riley's going to keep this ball.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think that he's going to take him out right now. I think he hopes he gets out of this jam and then hopefully gives him one more inning.
Yeah.
How many pitch up to?
At 61.
Yeah, he's still pretty, throwing a bunch. But.
I was really impressed last night with the way that Regan Martin pitched.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Kind of surprised me.
Looks like Ryan Post is getting the ball here, boys.
Yep, looks like he is. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break, let Posty warm up here a little bit, CP, and we'll be back here with a couple of defensive changes.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Get the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
He's going to take over here. I'm sorry, Ryan Post is going to take over here for Posty. Posty's going to go to second base, I believe, and Riley Will going to move over to second base. So Posty comes in here, bases loaded and two outs. First pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. Only one thing to do right here, boys, and that's throw strikes. Second one swinging a miss right there. Took a little off of it. Now he finds himself in the lead here. No balls, two strikes. This would be a huge out here for the Tribe if he can get it.
All right.
Come on. Get in here. Come on. Get in here.
Oh, no.
Fly ball off to Kobe, and Kobe was playing way out there. He pops that up right where he ain't. Son of a gun.
Okay, so here's you cannot make an 0-2 pitch hittable.
It was way outside. I mean, it was way outside. I don't know why that plate with his length. It was at least a... Can't believe he touched it. So, leadoff man Lange.
Killer.
We reached down in there. He comes around to score.
And third in there, that's a tough one.
Kanapke comes around. He scores. Running over to third. And same Layfield with a double. Son of a gun. He's just one of little routine pop-ups. When it came off the bat, it looked like it should have been a can of corn. And he was just playing way out there and more towards center field. And he popped it down the left field line. Scores a couple, and that's going to make it 5-2 in favor of the Redskins. There's a ground ball right back up the middle. Goes off the glove of Ryan. Riley Post comes to first, and it's going to get away from Ian Homan. It's going to score two more. So Fronning comes in. Sam Layfield comes in. And the runner is safe at first base.
Indians with another error. Hitting an error?
I think it was a hit. It was right off the pitching mound, and it popped up, and Riley came in with a nice barehanded play and just threw it wide at first base. And you got to give him a hit, and you got to give him an error. So two errors in this inning.
going to give them a couple of runs and at least two runs there. And now teaming your batter. 7-2 ball game. And that's hit really hard.
Ain't nobody getting that one.
That's heading out towards left center field.
And oh, my God.
Golly, there's a freaking Martin on his horses. Makes the catch at the warning track. How about that? But in the inning, the Redskins pick up four more runs and do a lot of damage here. And they take a 7-2 lead over our Indians.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglund, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Right, we're all going to lead off the Indians here in the bottom of the fourth inning, followed by Kobe Wendell and Garrett Fowler, first three batters here in the bottom of the fourth. The Indians gave up four spotter there in the top, and now we trail 7-2. Battle back, got it down to one run, and like Bobby said to start that inning, now we just need to get three outs and don't give them any. Keep that momentum, but they took it right back from us, grabbed four spotter from us. Fly ball down the third base line. Strike one. Outside for a ball. Riley struck out swinging his first time up in the second inning. That one's outside. Right there, an outside fastball. Well, for an inning, well, we needed a couple of runs to get back in here before we just fold this tent down, Bobby. It's this inning, I think.
Game of momentum, Anthony.
Yeah, and we gotta get some back here, and that's a curveball stays up. Dicey couldn't get that one under control, and it's going to be two balls, two strikes. Now when he reaches out and pops up, sky high in the infield, Riley Dyche is going to take control of it, and he's going to make the play right behind the pitcher's mound. So that's number one, and that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Kobe lined out hard to the left fielder last time up.
Many kids looking for a job this summer?
Yeah.
I need a kid to
work today. Where are you working at?
You working for?
I am working in St. Mary's this summer.
That's a good hit right there by Kobe Wendell. Hits that right over the shortstop head. It's a base hit by Kobe, and that's going to put a runner on first base with Garrett Fowler coming to the plate. Garrett got drilled in the middle of back last time up.
My 15. If anybody's out there looking for a summer job, wash bag. Cleaning
equipment. Washing equipment. Yeah, Coopers.
I could use a guy. How about you? You in good shape?
Yeah, I got actually one of the summer helps is going to start maybe Friday. Nice job, Garrett. Come on, get down.
We hit it hard, didn't
you? Yeah, Garrett took a first pitch fastball, drove it out to right field, but the right fielder was waiting on that bad boy.
Who's this little guy who got up here with you, Bob?
Will?
Well, hello, little fella. How are you, Willie? Huh? Coming up for a hot dog with Grandpa?
We're going to have a hot dog. We're going to watch a little baseball.
Good talking. Good thinking.
Yeah. We're going to eat some hot dog here. Yeah.
That one's outside.
You don't want your hot dog?
Number 9 hitter for the Indians, Regan Martin at the plate. He walked his first time up, come around to score the last inning. 7-2 ball game. Indians trail by 5 to the Redskins.
Hot dog.
Iliachi down there at first base.
No. You don't want a hot dog?
That was high.
Don't want a hot dog.
Thirsty.
Oh, no.
What, did you have a fly?
I think a fly landed on.
Yeah.
He didn't like that guy.
Late swing right there. Blew the fastball right past him.
Very nice view up here, ain't it, partner? Man, what a beautiful day. Best day of the year.
So far, so good. Drying things out. We like that.
All right.
There's a hard hit ground. That's going to get through between the second and first baseman. And that's going to be a base hit for Regan Martin. Nice job, Regan.
Here's the hottest hitter in our lineup.
So a little bit of life here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and we're going to roll the top back to Ryan Post. Posty 2-for-2 so far in this ballgame. A single in the first and a double in the third. He drove in both runs so far for the Indians.
Here.
Come on, Ryan. Rattle off about 4 straight hits here one time and get this pitcher out of the ballgame.
Posty just hit one out of here.
Ooh, who's that hitting? Got him on the elbow. Second hitter hit by Riley Deitch. That's going to load the bases. Posty down to first. Regan Martin over to second. And Kobe Wendell now down to third. And it looks like they're going to have a little powwow out here on the mound. Certainly the assistant coach is going to come out and talk to him and say, all right, now look, we got 2 outs.
Bases juiced, baby.
That's right. And we got a pretty good hot hitter up there right now, too, in Riley Post.
Can you say hi?
Say hi, Will.
Say hi, Dave.
Well, he's shy.
He's very shy.
Yeah.
Takes after Grandpa. You gotta eat this hot dog. Take a bite of it. It's good. You like hot dogs.
Number 3. That's what I think of that.
Yeah.
Come on, number 3. We need a base hit, baby. We got bases loaded. We can do some damage here yet in this bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be taking first strike on the outside edge. Bases are loaded. 2 outs. 7-2 ball game. Now, you get a couple runs right here. Get the momentum back.
Joe,
I just need a hit. That was high for a ball. Good eye by Riley Post.
Oh, Jody.
Pop straight up again.
Get out.
Catcher's coming over, and it is
right.
Out of play.
Whew. Oh, yeah, that's a big oof.
419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd like to give a shout out.
Appreciate all of our loyal listeners here on Fort Recovery Radio.
And we got a bunch of them.
And the sponsors that let you listen to these games.
Major part of it.
Should be 1-2 strikes, I'm pretty sure.
Of course, it was 1-1, but I think it's 1-2.
Yep.
There's a ground ball. Over towards the third baseman. Third baseman gets a gravy hop.
What a play.
Got a gravy hop, fires it over to first base, and it's a one-hopper into the waiting glove of the first baseman, and that's going to do us here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We had bases loaded, and we had a chance to score. Couldn't do her. We go to the fifth. The Hall of Famer, buddy, going to bring it to you. Indians trail, 7-2.
Looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about the buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here at the top of the fifth inning. It is 6-7-8 for the Redskins. Seifring, Lange, and Buescher. To face Ryan Post. Ryan did a good job. He came in with the bases loaded and two outs. Got ahead of the hitter 0-2. A great piece of hitting. Ryan threw it outside. The kid jammed it out to left field. And the Redskins put a four spot up against the Indians. And that's the score, 7-2. St. Henry. No, now you're either here or you're out. Which one is it? That one's outside. 2-0.
He's in and he's out.
I want a mammal. I want a pimp. What do you want to do? All right.
For about,
yep, maybe a minute. No good, good grandmamma. There you go. No idea. I wasn't watching.
Oh.
3-0. To Seifring. Seifring has walked and flew out the left field. That's a strike. 3-1. Ryan's got a little Louis T on it.
Well, he does. And he's got a couple different deliveries. And the other night at Verzales, it just felt like he was getting all his speed from his arm. And from right here, it looks like he's got more body in it. And I don't know.
Well, we had a different angle.
We did have a different angle. We did have a different angle at Verzales.
I think it's full count. I don't know. Board says 2-2, but we think it's 3-2. Gets a sign from Garrett. And the pitch. Got him on a curve. Nice job, Ryan.
When he wants to pull that string like that.
Come back?
Yeah. Up to the plate, number 14. I maybe started right out in the middle of the plate, and it ended up outside.
Here's Andrew Lange. Andrew has reached on an air and scored a run in the fourth inning. Flew out center field. Regan Martin tracked down a laser he hit to end the first. Curveball. Ryan's showing good control today. Strike one. Indian baseball for Recovery Radio. Mac senior season finale. Indians 4-4 in the Mac. Would love to finish 5-4. Popped it up. Ian Homan going over. I think he's going to have a play.
He's got room.
And he does. Two up, two down. Here's Kent Buescher, the catcher. Kent singled. He sacrificed and then walked and scored.
I'm assuming that's going to be one of Jerry Buescher's grandsons out there.
You about bet that. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting Buescher over there. Great family, I'll tell you that. They're balling the dirt. Boy, St. Henry, I'm telling you, man, that town on 118 from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, you can't drive down it. You can't cross it.
Oh, it is tough pulling out once in a while.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I leave Andy Sockers once in a while on there. I said,
yep.
You might got to turn right. You got to turn with the traffic so you can sneak out.
It is crazy. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Mac Baseball, Fort Recovery Radio. St. Henry leading 7-2. That's high cheese, 3-1.
I think Ryan Tinn's back there working on our water treatment plant. We got a new tank in and hooked up, and I think they're trying to work the kinks out of that.
Oh, come on, drive base hit right here. That's a single. A Buescher? So two outs, and here's Tyler Dehan. Tyler 0 for 2. He sacrificed. Struck out looking. Well, the signage sure looks nice, Calvin. And you announced at the park board meeting, or town council meeting Monday, at a late one. I see he's talking about some street projects going on, Boundary Street projects.
Well, we got a plan there to try to help our semi route, you know, and eliminate a couple nasty turns that they've got to deal with. And it's been something that we've been working on and wanting to do, and but it takes so much funding, and you know, it's one of those deals that the town itself can't pay for it. It's got to get some grants to help cover some of the operating costs. And
so you're saying, what you're saying is that you're coming down 49th Monument Park,
mm-hmm.
and where Ports used to live,
yep.
instead of turning there, you're taking them houses out.
We're going to go straight.
We're going all the way down to Boundary Street.
We're going to go down to, you'll come into to, it's not Boundary, you'll cross Boundary and you'll go down, oh, quick throw down to First, back in time. You go down to George Thomas, Big George's, and then you'll turn left there and head right out of town.
That'll be a nice addition. I'm sure it's a plan in process.
No, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But something that won't happen probably till 2020. There goes the runner.
Runner goes. Throw down. Oh, we're going to have a shot at him here. Oh, we got
him.
Yes, sir. Nice job, Garrett. Way to take that throw, Riley Post. In the inning, no runs. A hit. Nobody left. Through five. Four and a half. Redskins 7, Indians 2.
Hello, I'm Ken Akinote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here, bottom of five. Cowboy, we need some runs. CP, let's go. CP, you ain't got any runs yet. You only got one hit yesterday.
You only used my pen?
Not yet. It's a fat one, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's 3-4-5, Ian Holman, Joe Holman, Cody Shinneberry. Ian had a base hit. Last time up, got it out to shortstop in the first. Fly ball popped up in the foul territory. Left.
That's going to be close.
That one is caught by the third baseman. Nice play by the third baseman. Wind kind of pushed that baby over.
Gosh dang it.
One up, one down. Here's Joe Holman. Big Joe. Joe's 0 for 2. He lined out. He struck out swinging. That's a swing and a miss. Nice to see my grandsons, Will and Lane Hunt, Kanafi up here. Driving us nuts, as always. That's a swing and miss. 2-0, or 0-2. plunked him. We'll take a base on balls any way we can get on right now, especially on an 0-2 pitch. That's got to make John Dorner scratch the old noggin. Here's Cody, senior Cody, single, struck out.
Well, I think there might be a defensive change out there. I saw Chris Dorner come out and talk to the umpire, but I don't know who's new out there in the outfield. I can't tell from up here in the booth, but Riley's still obviously pitching. And
there's a liner right to the shortstop. Could be two. Flips on to second for one. Fire to first. And they got him. 6-4-3 if you're scoring at home. That first baseman's put on a clinic down there, folks.
What a vacuum, huh?
And after five complete, Redskins lead it 7-2.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground, geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Trained high-efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4850.
All right, we are good. Top of six, 9-1-2, Dehan, and then Kanapke and Froning for Coach John Dorner's. We got a pinch hitter, number 24, and it looks like it is Isaac Omtrop. Going pinch hit. Omtrop coming to bat. 7-2. Indian baseball.
Tell you what, Ryan might be our, is he our number two pitcher right now?
No doubt.
I mean,
I think between him and Riley, you know, them guys both throw strikes.
Yeah.
You know, they're a little, they got some smarts out there, and it's just something for, I think, Coach Kopp to be able to, you know, build around next year.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, obviously, we want to make a little bit of a tournament run here, but I think looking into the future, I mean, obviously, we're going to miss our lone senior, Cody Shinnenberry, without a doubt. But, you know, looking forward to next year and having these young guys come back, it could be an exciting 2020 spring for the baseball squad.
That's right. Cody Shinnenberry's been absolutely fabulous this year. I mean, he has come out of nowhere pitching-wise, and he's just done a great job for Coach Kopp, and he'll do anything you ask. You know?
Yeah, he'll play any position. And
yep. That's ball four. So a four-pitch walk to open the sixth inning up. Here's Kanapke. He has scored two runs, a single, a walk, and he struck out looking. And we got a runner. I think Dehan's going to come back in and run for his pitch.
Number four. I don't have him on the...
Number four.
That's Dehan.
Dehan. Dehan. And the Belmonts. If you can tell me one song Dehan and the Belmonts sing, I will give you a $5 bill.
Nope.
Right now,
I'm going to get it for graduation anyway, so I'll just wait on it.
We might up it.
Well,
run around
to combine.
We're going to combine for five.
Yeah. Hey, 250.
Whoa.
Man. It ain't happening.
No.
Still getting $2.50.
Ground ball third. This could be two. Homan. Throw over to first, and he beats it out. And gets a force out at second. First out, Jake Napke's now at first base. On fielder's choice. And here's
who was the name of the band?
Dehan and the Belmonts.
Dehan and the Belmonts. There's only two people that would know that. Jack's always
one. Lots of people heard because they have a great song, Run Around Sue.
Run Around Sue.
Yeah. Now I'm going to sneeze, boys.
Let her go. Let her rip.
Okay.
You think they heard that or not?
No.
Major sneeze.
It's good to get them out of you.
It is. I love sneezing. I got to tell my story, boy, this morning. So I take Sam to Richmond to work.
Okay. Yeah, drove her to Richmond this morning?
Yeah, drove her to Richmond. So I take her. We go to Union City McDonald's. It is 20 till 6.
Okay. Sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
No, I went with Egg McMuffin. Deal number one, she got a hash brown Diet Coke. So, nice little guy in there. This would be $7 or something. Got to pull up. You know, and St. Henry, had to win the hash browns. Well, Union City's driveway ain't like that. You know how you pull up there and you wait by the door at Coldwater?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to pull off the side because it's curbed. So there's no room for this guy to get
You just pull straight up.
So I pulled up and this guy behind me is calling me everything but a white man. And I'm saying, I look back, I said, I went on my hash brown. He said, highball. Shortstop's got it. Throw over to first. That was a little high, but nobody going anywhere. Two outs now. So the guy screamed at me, and Sam's like laughing. He said, pull over there, you blinking idiot. And I said, I'm waiting on my hash brown. I'm looking at him, buying a fisticuffs. And then I look over and there's two signs that says we're supposed to wait over there.
Oops.
So I pull over there. I'm going like a half a mile an hour and the guy's behind me just cussing me out. You got a sucker? That looks good. So I had a fisticuffs at the old McDonald's.
That's good.
You just said this morning.
It was funny though. He has a little bit more on his bottom lip than he's eating.
There's a ground ball base hit right here. Runner stops at second. Two on, two out.
They give me the book. I'll take the book. You got your hands full over there. You got sucker. You got sticky sucker. You got the
book to be destroyed. Now where are you going? Okay, this is working out real good.
I left for 3 licks of the lollipop and away it goes. Get grandpa sticky. See you later.
Popped up out of the play.
Sue got the hit. Sam Lathan, I'll get the hit.
Yes,
that's what it was. Okay. Runners at first and second. Kanapke over at second base and Riley Deitch at the plate.
Boy, it's amazing how hard the ground is. You see high hoppers now? We couldn't get a ball a foot off the ground.
I didn't even know the ball could baseball go that
high.
Two outs here. Top of the sixth inning. Two strikes on Riley. Runners on first and second. 7-2 ball game. Indians getting their butt waxed here by the Redskins.
But, man, we had so many this game could be the opposite way so easy.
Very much so.
Heads up, Billy B! Right over his noggin.
Billy put his hands up, hoping it wouldn't hit him.
Just gave him a haircut.
Yeah. Good hustle by everybody's friend. That Stockwood boy, what's his name?
The little guy went over to get it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Reaches out and pops one over the first baseman's head. He's going to score a run. Cody with a long throw in. Actually made that a pretty tough play. I didn't think that was going to be a chance, and he snuck that baby in there pretty quick, but it's going to be a run-scoring signal, single for Riley Deitch.
What's that stonker boy that dates Vanessa Kramer? James Stonkler. Yeah, he got her, boys. He chased her down. Here, look, I'm smiling from ear to ear. What a neat bird he is.
Perfect. All right. Lay fell over to third. Riley Deitch ended up on second after the throw came to the plate.
Pretty good piece of hitting.
Yeah, he just defensively reached out there and popped that baby over the far east hands of Ian Holman at first, and what he can do about it. 8-2 ball game now in favor of the Redskins. Runners at second and third. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Absolutely cannot give up those two runs. We're out of hot dogs.
No, they sold them all?
I said, if we are, I'm going to cry.
You need another one, do you?
Yeah, I'm going to use one more dog. One post-game dog to get me home. might even take one home for my wife. Call out is making supper, and now it's back to
her. Big hand.
Yeah.
And all you paid, 50 cents?
And all I paid is 50 cents.
This cheap night.
Swing and a miss right there by Ethan Thiemann. Mark Seifring on deck for the Redskins. Runners at second and third. One run across the plate. 8-2 ball game. Indians picked up two in the first, one in the fourth. Four in the fourth, and one so far here in the sixth. There's a ground ball to Riley Post. Posty picks it up, fires over to first base, not in time. It's a hard hit ground ball that he should have fielded and threw over. He bobbled it one time, and that's going to go down as an E6.
That is our sixth error in the game.
Definitely our fifth, I knew that for sure.
Up on six, maybe
too many.
You know, when we played in the first time, a game that Sander beat us 7-1. I kind of like this game, Kelby.
Yeah, it is, and we were a little sloppy in that one. So Knight's over to third. Ethan teaming at first after reaching on the air. So now they got him on the corners, and that is a frozen rope out towards left center. It's going to be over the head of Kobe Wendell. That's going to score one for sure, two for sure. Here comes the throw to the plate, and that's going to be a base clearing double by Mark Seifring. I take that back. I just scored one run. No, I take that back.
Two.
Like I said. You get that baby on.
That was
the
group. That might be it for Ryan.
Looks like Zary's going to come out and talk to us. Sophomore right-hander. Chances are we're probably going to take the ball. We'll see real quick here if he's going to bring somebody in. And if he is, we'll take a quick commercial break. Give me a chance to catch up here on the scoring in the book. But I think right now it is 11-1. That'd be right. 2, 3, 7, 11. Don't let him in there.
And scoreboards being reset?
I think what happened was the scoreboard's a crazy thing. If you screw one thing up,
you gotta restart?
Yeah. Yeah. That night I did it. I was frustrated.
Well, that kid is no doubt gonna take a header carrying that chair. Is that Riker?
Riker Sheets?
Okay. Oh, look at Callie running right behind him.
Took his chair and ran.
Yeah, he's. I'm out of here, Mom.
See ya.
I don't like the way this game's going.
Langy the batter. Runners at second base. Four biggins across the
biggins
home plate again here in the sixth inning. 11-2 ball game now.
Well, I hope it don't rain tomorrow, Calvin. That'd be fun doing that girls' tournament game.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be nice to have one at home, and that's going to be inside. I thought, nice job by Langy getting out of the way. I thought he was going to get plunked right there, partner.
Hey, also, if you're figuring on going down there, it's $6 to get in. It's $4 for students, $6 for adults. I've seen that on the website. So make sure everybody understands that it ain't a free game tomorrow.
Sectional game.
Sectional tournament. Just like it is going to be here next week.
A rocket right back up the middle over Ryan's head. That's going to score another run, and it's going to make it 12-2 in favor of the Redskins. Now we're just throwing the ball around, and that runner cannot advance to second base. That's just
can't happen.
Can't happen. So Langy over to second, single, and he advances on the throw home. Five runs now across the plate for the Redskins, and that's going to make it 12-2. Should that not be the ballgame?
We got a chance to bat, right?
So we get a chance to bat in the bottom?
Yeah, and you have to score a run or this baby's history.
Just got done talking about it. We haven't had our...
We jinxed us.
Yeah, we did. I screwed that up myself. So runner at second, we're going to bring Kent Buescher to the plate. Ninth hitter of the inning so far for the Redskins. That one swung on and foul over towards the big old tree out in right field. Out to the playground. Oh, I didn't hit one of those kids over there. It's beyond me. Plunked down through the tree branches and landed right beside that one. Here comes the 0-1. Curveball fouled over in the exact same spot. This time a little bit farther away from the tree. Supposed to get himself in front here. No balls, two strikes. The Kent Busher. Boston scored is the second inning.
Their scoreboard not show double digits?
I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. Either that or that one's out.
It should be able to. Absolutely.
I would think so, but...
Absolutely, it should be able to.
Good, is that your water?
Yeah. One ball, two strikes now to Busher. Runner at second base, Andrew Lange. Swung on and popped up foul.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Spencey came through in the clutch. Brought us a couple more dogs.
A lot of jumbos.
A lot of jumbos.
My dog said it was a good day.
Here. Yeah. I'd say that was real good. 1,152 today's attendance at today's Titanic Struggle. Two ball game, folks. In favor of the neighboring Redskins. That one swung on. Ground ball to Riley Post. Riley comes up with a clean this time. Fires over to Ian, and that's going to be out number three. But a ton of runs across the plate. They score five on several hits. And at the end of five and a half, Indians 2, Redskins 12.
You don't ever say it that way.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All right, we're back here. Indians are going to have to pick up a run to keep this ball game going. They trail 12-2. It's going to be Riley Will, Kobe Wendell, and Garrett Fowler, first three batters. All right, a mouthful of Oscar Mayer.
The footlongs are gone.
Yeah, they're made them.
Spencer could have got two short ones and put them in a bun.
I'll take what I get. Price was right on this bad boy. Cost him 20 cents. Two hot dogs. He's a man. There's a ground ball to third baseman. Third baseman bobbles it once, comes up, and throws an absolute missile across that diamond for out number one. San Henry has been stellar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they have committed an error, Bobby.
Yeah, you might be right.
I don't have any in the book. I can't think of any.
And yet the score is 2-2.
Now, if you look at our board.
Oh, we can't make those double figures?
Well, we can't believe that.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Surely there's room out there for... it looks like there's a number there.
Yeah, it does, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. They're running the board. They're putting it up.
Yeah. Kobe pops that one up foul down the right field line over the first baseman's head.
Did you see the message I sent you today?
Mm-hmm. worker in it.
Kind of amazing. Kobayashi calls timeout. Finish trail by 10. There's a ground ball to third baseman. Exact replica. Fires that baby over the diamond. Two up, two down. Both of them 5-3 in the book. That's no choice. C-H-O-I-C-E. We want to give a shout out to Kathy Etzler, doing better. She's listening. You know, I think I saw her today. She might have had one of the grandkids, and she was pulling them in a wagon. Is that possible?
Right.
I don't know.
Kathy.
Yeah. No. The new coach for the Crestview Knights is Doug Etzler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Etzler, right there.
Coming home to coach in his dad's gym.
Pretty cool.
That really cool to think about that. Yeah, they didn't screw around, did they?
Uh-uh.
I think that almost sounds like that was a work in progress.
I was just going to ask.
Swing and a miss right there, and that's the ball game, folks. Eric comes up. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Three up, three down for the winning pitcher, Riley Deitch, and the Indians fall 12-2. We'll be back here with some stats, a little post-game wrap-up. Indians fall.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back. We're going to wrap up tonight's MAC action here, Indians against the Redskins. And Bobby, we got off to a bad start there early in the game. We gave them two runs in the top of the first inning. Not something you always want to do to start the ball game out. And we made a couple of errors here. I mean, you know, it's just we didn't play clean.
No, that's right.
And we talked about it prior to the ball game. We got to play a smart, clean baseball game. And we didn't. And they did. And they do it, seems like, very seldom do we see those guys come out here and make some errors. And frustrating for Coach Kalp, and I'm sure he's frustrated down there talking to his team. For the Redskins, they had 12 runs. They picked up 12 hits on a couple of pitchers today. We had Ryan Post and Riley Post. Riley Post started the game. He got into a jam there in the fourth inning. Ryan came in. Like Bobby said, he had him down a couple of strikes. He fought himself back. Popped one out there in the left field and scored a couple of runs. And from there, we opened the floodgates up in the sixth, and they scored five more. But needless to say, 12 runs on 12 hits. They stranded five. They struck out only three times, and they committed zero errors. For the Indians, we picked up two runs. We got them all in the third inning. We had six hits we scattered throughout the ball game. We stranded six on the base, three of them in one inning. We had bases loaded and two outs, couldn't get anybody in. The big one is we committed five errors. And that's something I guarantee you that Coach Kopp's talking to his team about right now.
We struck out four times. We got some wood on the ball, but you can't give these guys extra outs, Bob, and that's what we did tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You hit around the head, Cobb. Defensively, really let us down, and you know, we've had some spurts this year where that's really been an Achilles heel for us, and it'll be interesting to listen to Coach Cobb's postgame afterwards. We have sports talk with Bub and T coming up afterwards. We're going to have him right here in the press box. We're going to have senior Cody Shenenberry also on. We're going to talk about his last home game, regular season game, versus the San Henry Redskins, and then we just got to get ready for the second season.
Yeah, I mean, we got another couple of tune-up games here getting ready for next Friday night, right?
Yep.
We open up here at home against the winner of
Jake and Elwood.
Elwood and Delphus Jefferson. So, you know, it's not over by any stretch of the imagination, and we can get hot.
What a sectional next Friday.
Yeah, we can get a trophy next Friday night, and then we move on, and we'll probably play Coldwater, Elida, and
like
we did last year, and you know what?
We'll show up.
Yeah, we ain't scared. So, it is what it is, but I tell you what, you guys are going to stay live over here?
We are staying
live. You're going to stay live?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to grab a couple hot dogs down there, folks, and for Dave Kalp, and Bubba's going to stay on here for Sports Talk. CP's going to stick around a little bit. I'll let you guys talk over the baseball game. I've seen enough to know. I've seen enough.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Calpy. We're going to be right back. We've got to play some commercials, pay some bills. Sports Talk coming your way right after this.
Programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.